Good evening, gentlemen. Solo Man here, there, and everywhere. Well, I am at the moment. You know that most Hollywood actors and actresses are hypocrites, aren't they, really? Say, for instance, let's take just for one Jane Fonda. When she was interviewed quite a few years ago, they talked about the film Barbarella, which of course was one of her main films and made her kind of famous. And she said that Hollywood uses young women and sexualizes them and turns them into sexual objects. Nobody forced her or coerced her into it at all. We all know she did what she did willingly. It's pretty obvious not everybody has the acting ability, but sex always sells. Of course, if you take young Jane Fonda in Barbarella, she already knew that, and she couldn't wait to get in there, to become famous, to make money. She knew exactly what she was doing and what they were doing, and she was eager to go along with it. You kind of notice that the only actors from Hollywood and actresses are the ones that are complaining, are the ones that have already made their mark and have enough money. But then all of a sudden they get principles and can now say anything they like. But they would never have said anything like that before they made their money. They also knew what was going on in Hollywood too. But they didn't mind becoming part of it if they could get their piece of pie. But once they get their piece of pie, they become all righteous. So did Hollywood use them, or did they use Hollywood? And you people out there know the actors I'm talking about, don't you? George Clooney is another one. But you won't hear any of the actors that are still struggling, trying to make their mark. They won't say a thing, because they're playing the game. So if you think about it, these people don't have very good characters, do they? I know Hollywood is a manipulator, but so are these people, obviously. They expect us to believe that they were forced and coerced into doing what they did, when we all know that they weren't. Anyway, to me, they're only actors. And I believe a surgeon is a far better job. Maybe even a doctor. But the funny thing is, it doesn't pay as well, which is a bit odd. Actually, even a bricklayer, because they actually build something that usually outlives them. And I apologize for these nonsensical videos, but I've got a bit of time on my hands. But you're right. I'll think about the next one a bit deeper. Take it easy.